Jesus said to his disciples, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." The disciples scratched their heads and began discussing the lack of planning, that they didn't bring enough bread along for their journey. They thought that Jesus was talking about the need for food on their trip. But this was not the case, as Jesus replies, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves or the 7 loaves and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I'm not talking about bread?" With Jesus along, food wasn't the problem. Jesus was able to meet their physical needs, so bread wasn't the issue. It wasn't that they were going to have leavened or unleavened bread. What was important to him was not, though, important to them. In our text, Jesus says twice, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." It must be important for Jesus to say something twice within a few short verses. Some would suggest that leaven was the teaching of the Pharisees. And as the least bit of yeast leavens the whole loaf, one little bit of false teaching could cause doubt to enter into the hearts of the disciples and those whom they would teach. Just as one little bit of man's synergistic effort says, "Christ didn't save me, I did it." So Jesus says, "Watch. Be attentive for the leaven of the Pharisees." The Pharisees were all dressed up in their finest robes. He was scrupulous at observing the rituals of the elders. And he kept himself away from the riffraff. He refused to eat with the sinner. He was, as his title means, separate. The ancient Pharisee placed his tradition above the Word of God. In the previous chapter, in Matthew 15, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" The Pharisees were all about image. Now, the Sadducees, on the other hand, denied the existence of a spiritual world. They denied the immortality of the soul and the resurrection of the body. And they viewed themselves as intellectuals of their day. Today, we don't know of groups of Pharisees and Sadducees, but we still face their teachings. Though we don't use their names, their teaching still occurs. Their lifestyle still occurs. The Pharisees were hypocrites. They were proud, self-righteous, and all about deeds. Deeds done for show so that people would think great thoughts about them. The disciples were following Jesus, who taught salvation, not by their works, not by their deeds, but rather by his. We must rely totally upon what he has done. We must proclaim the truth of God's grace in Jesus Christ and our own poor, miserable sinner's failure. Jesus is victor over sin, death, and the grave. Jesus has broken Satan's power. By his obedience, active and passive, we are set free. In and through him, and him alone, is there life. In him and through him, there is victory over our graves. And don't let anyone teach you or anyone else otherwise. But man, like the Pharisees, is prone to being separate, going it alone. He thinks that he can depend upon his own works, his heritage, his tradition. And when the least little bit of our leaven enters our teaching, it destroys God's plan. It negates Christ's work. Error is disastrous for the truth. Beware of the leaven, Jesus said. Jesus separated himself from the sinned, hardened hearts of these enemies of God's grace, and he urged his disciples to do the same. He described these Pharisees as what they really were later in the Gospel of Matthew and Matthew 23. He said that the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. Dress up they might, but their practice, the practice of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, was not that of God. They put on a good show, but were far from that which saved. Heed the word of Jesus. Watch, beware. For it is easy to let that little leaven into your life. Rely rather on what he has done and live. Live in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.